This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Awesome.
We just went somewhere else.
We really did.
We were not on this plane.
That came in from Henry Jasper Jeffrey Hoffman James Hoffman, brother of Jasper Jeffrey Hoffman James.
God damn it.
And he wanted me to fully dox his ass with his full name.
Well, thank you. So we basically did it. So we actually didn't need that because
we didn't
just
need
did
the
it.
Electronics, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
I guess that's it between me and Henry Hoffman, is that I sort of, yeah, I can do it without the gimmicks.
The gimmicks, the electronics. Hi, Jeffrey!
Hi, Riley.
What's up? Like, what's going on with you, crazy ass? Like, what?
It's not that crazy, right?
What is going on, bitch?
Nothing.
Oh.
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I was just trying to be, like, interested in your life.
No, you're, like, attacking me with words.
Wasn't attacking.
I wasn't saying you were. we just recorded a bonus Friday episode, the one that you guys heard last Friday. And now we're here. We're cheers. Norm.
Cat is out of the bag.
How so?
Tickets dropped yesterday,
yes.
Monday the 26th. Into the Mist, Chicago, Illinois. We're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
I'm so excited. Into the Mist, for those of you who don't know, is an immersive, jazz-fueled
yeah.
experience set in 1927. We had a 13-week run over Zoom, and now we regrouped, and we're doing it live. And we rented out a pretty big theater space in Chicago. And if you want more info and tickets, find everything you need to know at intothemist.net. We run for 3 weekends in September. It'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday for 3 weeks starting September 9th. And we're really pumped. And it's a fully vaccinated up production. So all of our cast members, all the crew, and we will be requiring vax cards at the door. But I'm just so pumped, like not only to be doing live theater again, but to be doing this show. And so if y'all can come out and make it, I'd be so excited to see. It's just gonna be a ball. There's gonna be like you know, an hour long experience of wandering around, kind of like Sleep No More-esque. And when she could, it's basically the online show in person. And then at the end, it's we're going to listen to the Cellar Boys live and dance and have a drink, and it's going to be a good time.
That'll be awesome.
I cannot wait. It is so surreal. So yeah, just wanted to give that a little plug because I know so many of y'all listeners came to the online show many times, and we were so excited to have you. And so I hope y'all can make it. And if you don't know what it is, check it out.
Holy shit.
So.
That'll be fucking awesome. I'm going to see it. I'm going to come to Chicago and see
it. Don't say if you don't mean it, man. Come on. Don't play with me like that.
We've talked about it. We've talked about it extensively.
No, but like you saying it on the show, like kind of locks it in a way.
Sure.
And so it's like, if you go back on it, that's going to wreck me.
It's going to make it cool.
If you go back on it after saying that you would do it on the
show. Yeah, because broken promises are kind of like smoking cigarettes. They're bad, but good and cool.
They're bad, but good.
They're bad on the, like, when you first think about it, you're like, that's, I probably shouldn't do that. But then when you're, you know, when you're lying, when you're going back on promises and you're smoking that cigarette, it's
don't
like,
smoke
oh, this
cigarettes.
Is so fucking cool.
Lying doesn't cause lung cancer, but smoking cigarettes does.
Lying causes worse pain than lung cancer.
I don't think so.
I think I'm going to go on record saying that.
Holy shit.
We're talking about director's chairs.
Yeah. We were texting back and forth yesterday.
Sure.
You know, as y'all know, the way Jeff and I come up with episode topics is one of us will inevitably send days before recording or the day before or the day of being like topic for tomorrow or topic for the recording. And then we'll just kind of shoot them off back and forth. Sometimes we hit it right away. Sometimes it takes a bit. And this one took some digging. And Mr. Jeffrey James suggested director's chairs. Why?
If you're an actual director, you're not buying your own chair. So anybody buying and leaving a review for a director's chair is probably sad.
What I did find a lot of, which I kind of didn't expect, a lot of makeup artists use these chairs.
Okay.
And so a lot of the reviews were from makeup artists who use these kind of... And for those of you who don't know what a director's chair is, it's exactly what you think of. You're thinking of a director on a set. It's kind of like that fold-out chair with a canvas back.
Yeah.
And
X-feet.
Yeah.
That X factor. That X fever.
And so a lot of makeup artists were commenting on it. A lot of people with bad backs.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that people were like, I had a lot of back pain, so I bought a director's chair. That is not at all something
I would
ever...
No, there's no lumbar support. There's absolutely no lumbar support.
Jeffrey, any experiences with director's chairs or off the set?
I had one growing up because I wanted to be a film director. So I got a director's chair and it was in the corner of my room, childhood bedroom in a way.
Did you sit in it often or was it just kind of there as like a piece to
have
and to look at? That's not what I asked. I asked if you sat in it or not. I didn't ask what the color of it was.
I sat in it, but not that often.
Okay.
Like... I would make little shorts, really stupid videos, and I'd never use it for that. I would just sit in the back.
Could you imagine, like, little kid Jeffrey rolls up, it's like your friend's basement, and you're making a little video, and you just, like, sorry, I just got it.
Sorry, I just got it. Oh, shit, I drop it down the stairs. Oh, no, sorry, lout. Sorry, Mrs. Click.
Gotta make room for the chair.
Any experience, Riley? Director's chairs.
Director's chairs, I mean, those chairs... I've been on a set. I've sat in those chairs. Never as a director.
Nice.
So I'm a hack.
How?
Because it's like you should only sit in it if you're in charge of the bitch.
No, because producers sit in them.
And that's
80s,
that's where the
actors,
problem is, right? And exactly where the problem is.
She has a microphone.
If you're an underling, if you're not the head honcho, the big cheese that is the director, and you're any one of the other lame ass jobs that don't actually do anything other than the director who does literally everything and everyone else who's not the director sucks, then you shouldn't sit in the chair, right?
In any chair, not even a director's chair.
You shouldn't sit in any chair. You're gonna be on your feet all day and you don't get a chair.
And what do you think about unions?
icky.
Right. That's what I was worried about. You don't want people standing. The people who do the most physical labor, you want them to not sit.
They don't get a director's chair. I want a chair with my name on it that says Daddy Director and Spa Riley at Big Cheese.
You want it to say Daddy Director and Spa Big Cheese.
Riley Big Cheese.
Big
and Spa, Riley, comma, Big Riley Big Cheese.
Die.
Should we get into those cheeky little comments?
Let's
reviews?
Do it. Let's do it. You want to start us off?
Yeah, isn't a review just a cheeky little comment at the
not
end
really.
Of the day? Okay.
No,
not really. I didn't say it was.
No, it isn't,
really.
But yeah, let's do
no,
it.
No, it's not. No, it's not really a cheeky little comment. No, it's not really that. Here we go. This is for a director's chair on Amazon.
Correct. Director's
five
chair.
Five stars from Carlos A.
Carlos A.D.
Carlos A.D. This is such an awesome statement piece in my study. You feel special sitting in it. You can go from production assistant to director immediately. The directions are a tad misleading, so let me help you out. It's simple. Before screwing on the footstep, insert the seat canvas first as it makes it easier to slide in. You're welcome. In this chair, you go from production assistant to director immediately.
He's like his day job is being a PA and he's kind of like not treated well on set.
Bryce, give me a fucking water. I asked you like 10 times. It's hot out here.
Right. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Where did you get this guy? I know he was a friend of a friend. He needed the work. Oh my
here
God.
You go, Mr. Gandolfini.
It's room temp. It is blistering outside. Well, you couldn't go in the fucking cooler and get me an ice water?
I did. It's just the cooler, the ice melted, and so now all of them are wet, and you don't like wet water bottles.
Don't, you know what? Whatever. I'll drink it, but this kid, what the fuck is up with it? Hey, Bryce, just maybe just lay low for a little bit. You're upsetting Mr. Gandolfini. You understand?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Cut to him at home. It's like there's a fire going. He's like... 12-hour day. Walks over with his like drink that he made himself, sits in the director's chair.
Phone starts ringing.
Hello?
Mr. Anderson, sir, thank you so much for picking up. We just wanted to know what time you wanted the crew called for tomorrow. I know that you enjoy sleeping in, and so we're happy to bring you breakfast on set. But if you wanted to give us a rundown on call time for everyone, that would be best for your schedule. We would be happy to make that happen.
Oh, I love this. I love these calls. This feels right to have. Cut to the actual reality of what's happening. He's holding a banana. It's good to be the king.
His mom is yelling at him
kidding.
From the other room.
Action.
Bryce, turn the TV off. It is 4 a.m. It's driving me crazy.
Hold for sound. Clear.
Bangs on the door. Bryce, for the love of God, I have to get
quiet
up in an hour. Quiet on set. Fuck you. Turn off the TV.
Security. Yeah, they'll take care of it. I love being director.
Back in his dream world. And so, Bryce, we understand that you have an entirely new vision for the project, and we are so excited to turn this Bratz movie into a noir. We think that is brilliant, and we are so honored to have you on board for this project. It really...
Build my dream. Build my dream.
We will absolutely build your dream. And you know
Thank
what?
You.
We have even better news for you. Unlimited budget. Because your name is attached, they said no number is too big.
Yes, correct. That is good. That is right. Come back to reality.
Hey, Bryce, it's your father. Your mother, her ears are bleeding. She needs to be at
the
hospital
is blaring.
In an hour. Her ears are bleeding.
She's
she needs
pregnant.
To go get this... out and she, so I'm taking her to the hospital. You need to do something. God, this is your fault. If anything happens to your mother, this is on you. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Cut. That was really good. Let's take it again. Your wife has to go to the hospital and her ears are bleeding. That's a really big deal. So a little bit more urgency and just like channel when you guys were having me.
Bryce, your mother is in the car. Her ears are bleeding. I'm getting in the car. If you don't meet us at the hospital, we're kicking you out. You cannot live with us anymore because clearly you don't care
family. Cut, cut, cut. Because those aren't the lines. You didn't say the lines that you just did. Have fun with it. It doesn't have to be exact, but absolutely stick to the text. Because that's if we throw the text out the window, we don't even have a movie.
In his dream world. You're getting... sorry, I'm just getting a call to the production office. Oh, he has been? Five of them? Sir, you just got nominated for 5 different Academy Awards, all for directing.
That means nothing to me. That means nothing to me because I don't do it for the awards. I do it for this.
The love of it, the power. They heard that comment and they've just given you the Lifetime Achievement Award in humility.
That's going to be named after
me. For directing.
Let's name that after me. Let's name the award Bryce after Anderson. Me and I'll get it.
Yes, and they have it. It is now the Bryce Anderson Academy Awards and the Bryce Anderson
And that's good. And that's
award
good. And this is all good.
Humility.
This is all good to me.
Cut back to the reality. A fireman crew are like banging down the door of this room. The fireplace that you lit, it's the room is on fire.
Can we get a union rep? Are you guys fine doing overtime? Time and a half? That's fine.
Kid, you gotta come with us. All right, Chief, he's got a banana. He's sitting in what looks like to be a little fold out, and oh, the fold out is made of wood and it is on fire. All right,
start putting you in like a fireman carry. We're getting you out of here, kid. Don't worry about it. We got you.
Cut to his dream reality. As he's being carried by the fireman, he's actually, in his mind, he's in the back of like a limo.
Oh, it's good to have an escort. It's good to have a car. A driver.
the driver
or Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Anderson, if you care to look in the back, we have some glass bottles of Canada Dry ginger ale. If that doesn't suit your fancy, we can always pull over and get you whatever snacks of your choosing.
Dream reality, he's pulling up the partition, cutting him off. It cuts to reality. He's like holding his hand over the fireman's mouth to shut him up.
Kills the fireman.
He killed him.
Cut to like hours later, the entire house is burned and he's sitting in the ash.
Cut.
That's a wrap on, well, me.
Oh my god.
He passes away peacefully. I think it was a rom-com.
I don't think you've ever seen a rom-com.
I haven't seen a lot of movies. Should we take a break?
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that big fat ass. Marty.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter. The sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it. But I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it. And that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my god,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm like, I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Riley, this is a 5-star review from Jen G of It's a Director's Chair from Target.
Excellent.
Jen G, you want to give her a name?
Oh, Jen Gunch.
God.
Jen Gunch. 5 stars. Chic alternative to folding chairs for extra seating. Easy to fold up and store when not in use. So this one got me because, A, I've never thought about them being like folding chairs, which is like, A, a really cool idea, and it is pretty chic. But I'm just imagining like, you're at Hollywood Forever Cemetery watching a movie, and it's like a couple. They're on those like those janky lawn folding chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like I'm so excited! I love Casablanca. This is such a fun date night, honey. Thanks so much for suggesting this.
No, of course. I just figured like, you know, we could watch it at home, or we could watch it here, and just the ambiance and the snacks,
it's so fun.
And you know, it's great to get out of the house every once in a while.
And plus, like, you know, I know we've been working on, you know, our sex life and just getting more attracted to each other. And so I just want to say that this is very attractive seeing you take this initiative.
Stop it. Do you really mean that?
I do, yeah. Like maybe tonight we could, I don't know, get a little naughty.
Adam, stop it. We're in a cemetery. People might hear us.
A really sexy couple with like really cool clothes come and they set out two director's chairs.
Those are cool.
Yeah. So like you were saying, maybe after the movie, we can go home and get a little, you know, do you have really anything chic in mind? What's chic?
Oh, these chairs, they're like director's chairs. It's like, especially for a movie, that's pretty awesome. Why didn't we get those?
Well, I mean, we've just had these for so long. I mean, they work for camping. They work for everything.
I'm so sorry to bother you guys. Where'd you get these chairs?
These chairs?
We just kind of found them. It was at like a flea market. We went to the Rose Bowl flea.
The Rose Bowl flea market. Yeah. They were really, really marked down. It's amazing to find those kind of chairs for that kind of price.
The material's canvas, so it works for outdoor or indoor.
That's great. They look so comfy. Honey, maybe we can go to the Rose Bowl. Hey, that could be another date.
Shut up for a second.
Did you just tell your wife to shut up?
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm taken with you guys in these chairs. I'm wondering, do you have an extra?
An extra chair?
Worth an ask.
We have two chairs of our own, so we really he doesn't mean that. I don't know, honey, why are you inserting yourself in there? They're having their own date night
we
too.
Look like dorks. We look like dorks.
We don't look like dorks. They're the only two people here with director's chairs, and they're actually blocking our view because they're so tall.
We look like fucking garbage. Like they
kind of look like assholes. We're bringing really tall chairs and sitting right in front of us. Sorry, no offense, but I mean, could you guys sit behind us? I mean, you do have the taller chairs.
I don't know. We kind of like this spot. We were really vibing with it.
I mean, that's on you for not bringing
tall
chairs.
You guys can move in front of us. And
you guys could
move
in front of us. You can move in front of us. Well, no, we like our spot. We've been here for about 30 minutes.
Why didn't I dress like him? I'm like,
honey, you look... Hey, I grab your face tenderly. You look amazing. You look so sexy tonight. And I love you. And we're going to have an amazing night tonight. Let's just forget about that. It's not even about the movie. It's about
pants.
Us.
I'm wearing convertible pants. And I knew I wasn't going to wear them as shorts.
And I love them on you.
We look like
garbage.
And
they look... No, you don't look like... I bought those for your birthday. You think the gift that I got you looks like garbage?
This is for hiking. It isn't for being seen.
We're watching a movie. No one's looking at you except for me.
Do you guys need a third?
Jesus, Adam.
Sorry, you're right. My voice was way too desperate. Do you guys need a third?
Look at each other.
How big is your dick? It's like average.
Okay, I cannot believe what I'm listening to. Average.
No, we can do average.
Okay.
We can do average. It could be fine.
I mean, I can work with that. I mean, yeah. I haven't had an average one in a long time. It could just be like a goof in a way.
Be
like,
funny,
wouldn't it
yeah.
be so silly to have?
No, I would be so honored to use my dick as a goof. That'd be so cool. It's like, I don't even care. It's like, I don't even care.
What has gotten into you? I can't even believe what I'm seeing right now. You are offering yourself up for sex with this, with people we don't even know?
I feel like garbage.
I love you. God, I wish you would have told me this. I didn't know you've been feeling this way this entire time. But you can't cheat on me. That's not the answer. Let's figure it out together.
You're right. Can we do, what about a foursome? Her vagina is average too.
I'm so sorry. You two are, you're clearly very attractive and you have nice chairs, but I love my husband and I've only been with one man.
What? Honey, you told me you've been with enough guys to be sexually experienced and that's why it was kind of good.
I'm glad you thought that, but I just wanted to seem cool to you, just like you want to seem cool to these random people. Now that's really interesting. You said you've only had one partner throughout your whole life.
I like stand up. I check the tag of the guy's sweater.
God damn it. I've never even heard of that brand.
Yeah.
So fucking cool.
I've only had one partner. Honey, I'm kind of more interested in her than the guy with the average dick.
No, it's a little more than average. It's like girthy and short.
Sorry, I'm talking to Sprout. Sprout, what do you think? I mean, we can only go with one.
I don't even care.
I care even less than you.
They start making out.
Well, now we're missing the movie. I mean, now it's like with both of their faces in front of the screen. How are we gonna see what happens?
Maybe
are
we.
Are you mad?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pissed. Folding chairs, convertible pants. You're wearing my T-shirt with the mustard stain on it. We're not hot.
I thought it was hot. If a woman wore her partner's shirt, with teeny little shorts underneath.
We're so young to have these issues.
Maybe we shouldn't be together anymore.
Okay.
That was a test.
No,
that
that's
was a
good, because then I can reinvent myself. I can wear the I can sit in director's chairs. I can wear the cool flowy linen clothing.
I would like to have a threesome with Sprout, and I'm sorry I didn't get your name, young lady. I didn't get your name. Plaintiff. Okay, Sprout and Plaintiff, I would love to join in whatever's going on
here.
No,
but I was the one who... They start having a threesome thing. No! A dork-ish girl walks up. I'll have a threesome with you. No, not you guys. You guys are... I'm trying to move up. I'm trying to social climb.
They join in on the threesome, so now it's an orgy.
I'm not cool enough to be cool, and I'm not dorky enough to be ironic.
The undertaker of the Hollywood Forever Cemetery comes over.
I'd like to join.
Are you alive?
I wish.
And then we can't.
He joined somehow.
Oh! Everyone's fucking but me. I try so hard.
A really normal girl comes up. You were left out of an orgy, too?
Sorry, I'm engaged, sweetheart.
All right, go to another one happening across
the... Oh, wait,
the
you were the only one. Oh, wait, come back.
Sorry, sweetheart. I tied the knot, in a way.
All right, your next review?
Okay, this is, again, for the director's chair.
Sure.
Oh, 5 stars. Title is Love It in White, and it is from M. Meek. So they already have a last name.
Mason
Meek. 5 stars. I wanted a director's chair for my living room. I like lightweight furniture, and chairs like these do the trick. Couldn't stop looking at the white one, so I bought it. Perfect condition, easy to set up, and I put a faux sheepskin over it with a pillow. It pops. I love and recommend this chair for living room, teen bedroom, anywhere. It reminded me, I mean, first of all, just it's like the two places that you say are, one, the place that you have it in, and teen bedroom. And it like made me think of like the very well-meaning like parent. It's like you're coming home from college and it's like, I set your room up just the way you like it. It's like, well, I haven't liked these things since I was 10.
Yeah.
And just a parent who it's like they can't understand that you have interests that grow past a certain age. It's like you're coming home from school. Oh my god, he's back, he's back. Danny's back.
Hey.
Welcome home,
hey guys.
Oh my god, my little boy, he's back. I missed you so much.
Oh yeah, I missed you guys too.
How's my little guy? How is it over there in the big city? How, I mean, my god, look at you. You're growing. You're a growing guy.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I feel like I've grown a lot in the last, you know, 2 semesters. It's been crazy. New York kind of changes you because you have to grow up fast to make it. You know what I mean?
You are just my little man. Isn't he just our little man?
Yeah, he's our little man, and I love him so much.
I mean, we love you, and we're so happy you're home. And I don't know if you can tell, but your father and I cleaned up the house quite a bit. This guy even brought out the Swiffer.
He did. That thing's amazing. You ever used a Swiffer?
Yeah, I think I did once.
Oh, that's incredible. I love it.
Yes, he really loved the Swiffer. Yeah. But honey, well, your room is all set up just the way you like it. So why don't you put your stuff down and, you know, get changed, take a load off, and then maybe
I might even take a nap, actually. I'm really tired. So if you could just show me the room.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Our big growing boy is going to take a little nap. And then when you get up, maybe we'll all make dinner together. How's that sound?
That sounds great. That sounds good. Yeah. They go to the room.
You're in there alone. We're down the hall, kind of like waiting to hear.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you've been in your room yet?
Yeah. Race car bed.
Ah, you saw it. You saw the race car bed.
Why? Why did you do this?
Oh, you're so funny, Danny. You're my boy. You're so funny. Yes, he's
not really.
He's so funny, Mike. He really is.
I don't understand why you did this.
Well,
Are you guys having a kid or something?
Foster a kid? We're fostering your growth into adulthood. You're a little baby boy and you love race cars. You've always wanted to be a race car driver.
That was when I was like 4. Also, you're done fostering me. I'm 18.
Well, you'll always be our bouncing little baby boy.
I'll always be your kid. I just need to get a good night's sleep. Let me get in bed. He gets in, his feet are like, it's like 2 feet off the edge of the bed. I just don't understand this, because I had a full-size normal bed before. You replaced it with this?
Well, we wanted you to come home to your favorite things.
This isn't my favorite thing.
The dad presses a button on the wall. The floor splits apart to reveal like a little electric kind of mini car racing track.
I installed it myself.
You're not even handy with electronics. You taught yourself how to do this and then did it? How the hell did you make the floor open? It looks like It's a Wonderful Life.
Your father made the floor. He did it for you. I don't think you understand how much work we put in just to make you happy.
I understand the amount of work you put into this. I'm scared by it and I don't like it.
He presses another button. The wall lifts.
How?
It's a full indie car, like brand new, like full size, ready to drive.
No fucking way.
This was our big present to you for finishing your first semester of college.
Sell it. I don't like race cars. I'm studying at Gallatin.
Like, you love, you always said, when I grow up, I want to ride, I want to race in the Indy 500. That's what you said. And so what are we supposed to do? Not take you at your word? We love you. We trust you.
I didn't know how to run when I said that. I'm studying contemplative ecology. I want to beautify underprivileged areas with, you know, equitable tree cover. I want to get rid of carceral spaces for the unhoused. That's what I want to do. I'm passionate about helping people in that way. I don't want to race cars, which is dangerous and dumb.
I sold a kidney to buy the Indy car for you.
I didn't ask you to do that. What is going on here? Because clearly it's not about me. And clearly it's not about racing.
I don't know what you're talking about. As parents, we want to do right by you. We want to help you fulfill your dreams. And maybe we missed the mark. Maybe we missed the mark on that. So I'm sorry if we were just trying to love you and support you and listen to you. So you know what? If you're not happy here, then maybe
you're not wearing your wedding ring, Mom.
What?
What? Oh, she's... Oh, my God. Lorraine, you're not wearing your ring.
No,
What have you guys done on weekends since I've left?
We've done plenty of things.
Name two things.
Your dad used the Swiffer. I used the Swiffer. Yeah,
that's
your
cleaning.
Dad
that is an afternoon.
Well, that's one thing. That's one thing. Sorry to snap,
fine.
But you
yeah,
asked, and that's
snapping.
One thing.
This is unbelievable. If you're snapping at me, it's because I'm getting to the core of something.
Your dad used the Swiffer.
Sure.
I used the Swiffer.
Sure.
And
one, I'm saying one other thing in a 16-week span. Just one.
I took a drive.
Right.
To Kroger to pick up some groceries.
So not taking a drive. That's commuting to Kroger and back. You got groceries, is all.
I took the drive.
An
I took
absolute
the scenic
necessity.
Route. Listen, just because you're living your life in the big city doesn't mean that we are going to put our lives on hold for you.
That's not what I'm asking. That's not what you're doing. You actually are putting your lives on hold for me. Dad built an electronic race car track underneath my floor. That's putting his life on hold for me, and I'm not asking you to do that. I'm saying you guys need to go on a date.
You don't like it?
I hate it. I can't walk out of the room now because you opened up the thing. The button's over there.
I can close it.
Can you? He depresses it. It like starts to close, but then kind of malfunctions. Right. That's what I thought. Listen, I'm going to sleep. I'm exhausted from the flight. Go have a date night. Go have dinner with each other. When was the last time you even did that?
Maybe he's right. It's been a long time. When did you go to college? How many weeks ago did you go?
16.
It's been 16 weeks.
It's been longer.
Okay, don't fact talk to me. Mike, would you like to go on a date with me? That feels silly to ask in front of you, honey. I'm so sorry you have to see this.
Well, I'd have to get changed.
No, of course.
Right, of course. If you're fine with that, then yeah. Got to them at the restaurant.
Oh, it all looks so tasty. I don't even know where to start.
Do you still like Peter Gabriel?
Do I still like Peter Gabriel?
I feel like I don't even know you anymore, honey.
You asked me one question, Mike, and it was if I still liked Peter Gabriel.
No, I think our son is right. I think we need to date each other more.
Well, you know can what be he always married says. And
not. Yeah, he's always telling
never
us
stop
never
dating
stop dating your wife.
Your wife.
I feel like I've forgotten that.
I feel like I've forgotten that too. You know, no one ever says never stop dating your husband.
Should we get a bottle of wine?
Yeah. Why not? If we're going to resell the IndyCar, let's get their nicest bottle.
Cut to them. They're a little bit drunk. And then I said to him, I said, it's just the weekend. You don't have to treat it like it's a different artist.
And you've always said that.
I know.
You
and the whole office cracked
said
up.
That.
I feel like you should come. You should come visit me at work. I feel like that's part of my life you never get to see.
Oh, stop. You don't want the old ball and chain in your cubicle.
No, I don't see you like that. I never, like, other guys, they're like, oh, the old wife. I'm like, you're my best friend.
You're my best friend. And, you know, I've been so nervous to tell you this, but I feel like now, since we're so happy and I feel like the love's coming back, I can tell you that, you know, remember when I told you that my wedding ring fell into the sink while I was cleaning?
Yeah.
I dropped it down there on purpose. I threw the little bugger away. I was thinking, well, if our marriage is going down the drain, so is the ring. And I just, whoop, popped it on down there. But I love that we can get past that. Oh, and you know how I said I took a drive to Kroger? I took Kroger for a drive. Yeah, oh man, I rode him like a stallion. But you know, it was all just, we were still figuring ourselves out. And so I'm so happy that we're finally, I love you so much. I love you so much. I didn't realize how much I love you. So let's sell the Indy car. Let's go on vacation. Let me go to your work. I want to see my big man do his big job in the big city. Let's just start over. What do you say?
You've hurt me today. He gets up and leaves without saying anything else.
What? Mike. Oh, come on, Mike.
Like a kind of handsome guy at the bar. Lisa?
Jesus. Kroger. You know, hey, Kroger.
What do you say you put on those glasses again?
The glasses, yeah. All right, why not? Hey, Kroger, can I ask you something? You like race cars?
Yeah.
Cut to them just going to town on the race car bed.
The son and the dad are in the kitchen.
Our family fell apart so fast, and it's not me. I went to college. Everyone does that.
But not everyone tells their parents to date each other.
That's not what's happening right now. If you're smiling, you're being cucked.
I'm getting cucked.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Son, why don't you say you and me go for a drive?
Illegal.
In the race car?
Oh, so yeah.
No, like in the actual Indy car that I bought.
Because mom said drive and then she
no,
really meant
God,
ride.
No, God, not like that. I not meant like let's you and I take the Indy car.
I'm
going
to go back to New York.
All right.
All right. Should we do our last segment?
Why not?
This shook me all week long. Went to my first concert.
First
2 days ago.
Concert
since
back.
God, since when would that be? I think since John Mayer last year. Last
how was it?
2 years ago, October 2019.
Who'd you see?
I saw Kamasi Washington with Earl Sweatshirt. It was a KCRW concert. It was amazing. It was unbelievable. I'm not a huge Earl Sweat. Like, I don't know a lot of Earl Sweatshirt songs. I don't even know a lot of Kamasi songs, but I know that I like both of their like vibes and, you know, the music that I have heard. And Kamasi played with Thundercat. It was just like a really good experience, great vibe. And I think, and it was all outside. It was the Hollywood Bowl. Wasn't anywhere near sold out, super COVID safe. And I had a blast. I saw so many people I knew there. It was just like, it was crazy. It was all my USC friends. God, what a good time.
That's amazing. What an amazing time. So, that's so fun.
You know, if you're comfortable with it, I would encourage people to seek out live music, because I think it's one of the best things we have.
I'm just going to plug it at the bottom again. Not even as a plug. I'm just really fucking excited for Into the Mist, especially because not only are Daniel and I in it, but we and Daniel's family, we're producing it, and Jaylee, yeah, and Meg, right? We're putting this on, and so it's like, it's wild how it has turned into, from just like Steve having an idea last October,
yeah,
to now we are producing this full thing, and that feels very exciting. I feel like I had a while. This is actually a pretty earnest. What shook me is like I had a really fun kind of big realization moment, and that like I love. And I felt this way about writing, but like not nearly to this degree, but it's like what's cool and exciting and like new is that, especially in the past couple of months, like I found that I love and get just as excited about writing and producing as I do acting. And that, yeah, feels like really empowering to me, yeah, and very exciting and very cool. So yeah, and just like getting, especially with producing, like getting so much more confident with it.
Yeah.
And part of it feels really satisfying of like all the problem solving, and like, and what I found is just like what brings me the most joy is creating things and collaborating with people and like team, yeah, building, and like how fucking cool to like, as a producer or even on anything, just to like, it's like, oh, this awesome person I know is really good at this, and this awesome person I know is really good at this. Them together making this thing would make it even more special. And it, yeah, just like, so it's been really, really fun. And speaking of live music, to get to hear the Chicago Cellar Boys live, like,
yeah,
and
they're
dance
really good
with everyone, they're amazing. It's just gonna be, it's gonna be so surreal. And so Daniel and I are just gonna be like living in Chicago for like a month and a half.
That'll be so much fun.
Which I'm so excited. We're not going to be, it's going to be Camp Rashid for a while. And I'm really, really excited. So again, intothemist.net for info, yeah, 3 weeks in September, 3 weekends in September. If y'all can come, it is going to be just like, it's just such an awesome way to kind of, to come together. I'm
come
very, very
together.
Excited.
Right now.
Over to Gee.
In the Mist.
In the Mist. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can find Jeffrey James on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyer D. You can follow the show on Instagram at Review Review, and on Twitter at Review Review Show, and on Reddit r/ReviewReview.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. And you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. Should we thank some VI Podcasts?
Absolutely. Big thank you to Aaron Carrico.
Aaron, no jokes here, Coogan.
Adam Gray.
Agent Michael, save 20% off Manscaped with coupon code BUEL.
A co in the key of, well, G.
Alan taking the piss out of Jeffrey with my potty humor.
Alex Witt.
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell.
Anthony Amadeo.
Austin lost his credit card stint, but he's back now, baby.
Bob, and this week is your last chance to use that sweet, sweet, juicy promo code BUEL to get your man wellscaped.com or not.
Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Chuck.
Chasen Bales.
Christian Side Hugs for Purity.
Connor Finnegan.
Curvature's keeping it simple today.
Damien Kirk ? More like Damien Jerk ! Other host fucking got him.
Daniel Clough.
Devin Clark Memler is going to find Jeff and, well, fight.
Dorian Sandal.
Douglas Pimlott, who is, and this is completely off book here, our least favorite VI podcast.
Fancy Octopus.
Gabriel Castaneda.
Gray's ascension is nigh, and I'm, well, terrified of his power.
Grangberg.
Hallie, I stand with my twin Gray. # I love you, Eric Crust.
Holly.
I became a VI podcast so I could more effectively bully Jeff's dumbass, but not Riley because she's an angel.
I wish somebody would fold me just so, and for lack of a better term, ooh, really with a Kit Kat bar.
That turned me on, honestly. This person,
don't.
No, I'm serious.
No, I know, and that's what's sad.
Rail me with a Kit Kat, somebody,
no,
please. Isaac Puff,
never.
New patron.
I'm JP, and during a pandemic HeadGum Gay Night live stream, I tipped you guys $10 for no real reason, and I felt ashamed about it.
Jack Kwan.
Jackson Hansel.
Jake the Snake Ratiff.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jasper Jeffrey Hoffman James.
Jeremy Brunner.
Jesse, a terry robe for this merry bro makes the lady say, oh, hello, tip.
Oh, wait, hold on. Jeremy Brunner, new patron.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jibe Gosley.
Caleb Luster.
Kinsey Ois.
Lauren Malang.
Lord Hunter the Gray.
Mackie Anderson.
Malik.
Mark A Priest.
Michael Begel.
Mr. Tuesday Night has some big news for my fellow VI podcasts at the new Next Zardy. Don't miss, yabish.
Mushu Lasagna.
New patron?
Nope.
Nope.
It's Matthew Lizama.
Nate Porteous.
New name, old patron.
Oh my god.
TR is dead. Now I'm Brungus Mink.
New patron.
Nolan is canceled for what he wrote here. I can't even repeat it, but this is too far. You need to take some time to reflect, Murph.
Nothing sometimes will be the next host of the HeadGum podcast like soon.
Pat Scott.
Phoebe.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Adams strongly desires a hoodie. That's all he's ever wanted.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kildiff.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
This spike protein mew is longing to Tate.
Tyler, our most hated podcast, he's the loser whose name cut off last week. Shape up or I read out your home address.
Why, it was Bagadoo all along. What's that? You knew? Aw, fuck me in the face.
Xander Madsen.
Yara Bouchard.
Yasmin David. Thank you all for subscribing at the highest tier. These are getting really long.
Insane this Everyone, week. I love it. Cameo videos are coming.
Yes,
we literally last week from at the time of recording in 2 days we are gonna bring out a whole batch.
Yeah.
So get fucking hyped for something that's been meaning to be out there for a long time.
And we'll see you guys again next week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Review Review. We'll see you guys soon. Have a great week. Review Review soon week. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.